You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
So far out, she's good. Podcasting was supposed to be a way to get away from everything I never like about radio. But you know, it doesn't mean sometimes I don't still miss it. Radio's like an old friend. But you know, an old friend that you haven't bothered with in a long time because they never really did a damn thing for you anyway. Kind of like multivitamins, or your father. You know, these days, whenever I think of radio, I want to dig up Casey Kasem just so I can kick him in the shins and bury him again. But then I remember he isn't even dead yet. And that makes me want to fly over to Los Angeles, find him, so I can hit him in the head with a shovel. Yeah, I think we romanticized radio. But what I just said about Casey Kasem could have gone for Wolfman Jack back in the 70s, and it's going to go for Ryan Seacrest 10 years from now. Radio's never really going to be good, and it never really was. We just didn't have any other choices to compare it to 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You know, comparing radio now to some golden age of rock and roll is like trying to compare the fast food of McDonald's now to this new Carl's Jr. crap. So that's why, for this More Lost Time, I want to try to improve on radio. It's going to be like the parts that I liked, the parts that I sort of try to remember fondly, bringing those back with the music that I feel like hearing this week. So now, turn up the volume on More Lost Time Radio. And let's start out with Brian Charles.
Yeah.
Birmingham, Alabama, that's the Shame Idols with Skating Rink. Before that, Brian Charles from Boston with Impossible. Right after the news, I'll be back with music from The Verge and the Celibate Rifles.
San Francisco police say that 9 persons have been arrested in a narcotics raid on the headquarters of the Grateful Dead, a widely popular singing group. 2 members of the group, Rod McKernan and Robert Weir, and their business manager, Danny Rifkin, have been booked on suspicion of possessing narcotics.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man.
Hi, this is Pete Townsend of The Who. I just want to say that the United States Air Force is a great place to be, a great place to learn a space-age skill and serve your country, too. The Aerospace Team, that's where all the breakthroughs are. See your United States Air Force recruiter. Find out how you too can fly the skies, reach for the moon, and touch the stars in the United States Air Force.
If you're a fan of post-punk from the 1980s, you're going to like these guys. They're called The Verge. The single's from 1983. It's really rare. They were like a neat mix of Joy Division and Mission Burma. This tune is called Understand.
Communication's strange, getting you on the arrow special days. Asking always to do less when your answers are always
That's a gentle ballad from Australia's Celibate Rifles, and we'll be right back after these few messages.
Sit back, have a coke and relax. Sit back, have a coke and relax, baby. Things go better when you go better when I feel better with gold.
Great Neil Diamond digs coke after coke.
We're back, and hey, listen, from Providence, Rhode Island, this is Velvet Cry.
Thank you.
Was The Pop before that, Velvet Crush. You know, there were two bands called The Pop. One of them was from the 70s, an early lineup. The drummer was David Robinson, who left the band to be in The Cars. And then in the 80s, there was another band called The Pop. They were from Wisconsin. And now from 1966 in Chicago, here's a band called The Boys with a tune called Come With Me. From 1966, that's The Boys with Come With Me. You know, that's they were from Chicago, and it's 1966. That was a first recorded appearance by Rick Nielsen, who went on to form Cheap Trick. We got time for one more. This is Pavement. Thank you.
The Monkees, brought to you by Kellogg's.
Hey, so that's it. That's Radio More Lost Time. Hey, that went pretty well. Let me know if you liked it. You can email us at morelosttime@gmail.com. You can always tweet us. Our Twitter is @morelosttime. You can subscribe to us at iTunes. I want to thank everybody around here. Our show was engineered today by Philip Screwdriver and written by Emmanuel Typewriter. And, you know, we for a while there, if you were trying to download us, you might have had trouble. Our bill wasn't paid. And, you know, we use Podbean to run the whole podcast. And I got to tell you, if I had to do it all over again, maybe I wouldn't go that way. But, you know, that's the way it works. And I want to thank our accountant, Robin Banks, for writing the check and getting us all hooked up again. Everything should be running fine now. And so tell everybody, tell everyone you know. Go to iTunes, make a comment. That helps us out. Let people know that you like this show. And subscribe through iTunes. And we'll see you again on the next More Lost Time.